I think this one has a really long buildup, though.
Let's do normal shit. And that is completely normal. Rich yeah. fucking up.
No. All right, we'll start from here.
And action.
Yeah. I'm here.
Don't worry, I got y'all, man. I got y'all. No. Y'all ever heard this?
What's
okay, we'll start here.
This one, Doja Cat was still my Doja Cat. This one, Doja Cat still had eyebrows.
Somebody been being named in. Him, yeah. To bring out old Doja, you definitely been beating your meat.
I don't never know what The Weeknd says. I just know like what it sounds like.
Yeah,
The Weeknd comes in like Mufasa in this song.
Nah, you ain't Mufasa. Girl, Wally, you lying.
He does.
Okay. Childish Gambino? No?
Yeah.
Oh, so the rumor has it Gambino's coming out with an album?
Yeah, I heard the song. I
hope so.
Shut the fuck up. We are off the rails, baby. Episode 175,062 and 3 with the remainder of 6. I'm Rich, definitely in this bitch. Potter to my left.
Razzy in the building, definitely in the building.
Potter to the Rizite.
Hey, Big Mike all up on the mic.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's lit in here, huh? I didn't have it pulled up. So goddamn right.
You eating them nuts. That's why you ill prepared.
Yo, you so mad about these nuts. These nuts.
I don't even have that queued up. No, I didn't realize we were potting. Oh, this is my shit right now, though.
Yo, he's definitely been beating this meat.
Played out song already, bro. You're not outside.
Oh. Bro! Yo, he said you're not outside.
I'm recapping for the 3 months we haven't potted, bitch. I'm making up a lot of time.
Last summer song.
I'm making up a lot of time, bitch.
Yo, you're not outside for real, bro. Oh, we about to enter the new summer. That shit came out last summer.
However, in your defense, Tyler's album, I really enjoyed.
The album came out like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. And I kept.
He's referring to the jam you're playing.
You're playing Water.
Yeah, no, which
water,
one?
Water,
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 water, water.
Ricardo, say what you want. I got all kind of Tyler. Oh, yeah. I got Tyler from.
Which one play Ort? Yeah. Which one play Truth or Dare?
Yeah, Tyler is great. Truth or Dare is pretty good.
Would you want to hear Breathe Me?
No, I want to hear that Future song. What's it called? I'm just here to take a photo with my bitch, with my new bitch, and taking photos with my outfit and my new bitch.
I don't know that one, but you want to play some shit nobody knows?
Yeah. Ooh, sipping on some scissor.
Sound like that.
Some scissor.
Big X the plug.
Yeah.
This dude's dope. Have you heard his shit?
Yeah, of course. I'm outside.
Where are you outside?
Everywhere.
Yo, I don't know if you know, but Gary's outside, bro.
I just don't have the change or the gold teeth, but I'll be outside.
If anybody's outside, Gary's outside.
Where you be?
And I have ankle socks on, so I'm not cool, obviously.
Flex.
So you should be inside, is what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly. Flex. You know about that, right?
I do.
Yeah. Because you have a daughter who's about 15 years old.
Who wears ankle socks?
She does wear 15.
She does wear 15 socks? She just turned 15.
And she wears ankle socks.
Yesterday, actually.
Happy birthday, Kay!
Shout out, Kay Dot. Happy birthday.
Good birthday.
Does she wear ankle socks? Nah, it's trash.
Right? Why? What's going on here?
What's going on? What am I missing? I'm not outside.
I just don't know where. I don't remember where.
You hella inside, Mike.
I'm inside.
I don't remember where I heard it.
Uh-huh.
But I know. I brought it up today to the homie, and I was like, yo, you're on that no ankle socks tip? Because he's younger than me, but he's not that much younger than me.
Okay.
But he has a son as well. He's like, yo, socks? My son says, Dad, I need socks, but do not buy me ankle socks.
Yeah, I feel like nowadays,
uh-huh.
You'll bitch if you show your ankles.
What?
Don't be showing your ankles.
Yeah, you can't. But I mean, you're cool. You got the grandma socks on, but you got the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle socks.
Yo, we ain't been potting in the longest time. You gonna come for me off the rip?
Off rip?
I can stand up now, bitch. I've been drinking Celsius water.
Is it?
Make me sweat.
Nah, you ain't outside. Is it Fool's Gone Wild? Is it their fault?
I think so. The higher the sock.
Because they want to be the downer of a fool?
Yeah, I believe so.
Nah, because KB, she wearing like thigh highs. Nah, she doesn't.
I'm about to say, dog, what? What are you promoting on here, bro?
I saw this video, or I guess it was a meme or whatever.
Uh-huh.
This one cholo who had like the socks all the way up to like mid thigh.
K's a down ass vata.
He said, who's downer than me? Nobody.
That's vata. Cholos wearing thigh highs.
Well. No, well, the thing is with kids, I mean, at least with her, I don't know. Maybe she's just not cool. Mm-hmm. But yeah, she's pretty cool. But
she
like,
cool.
The thing is, like, they be dressed like boys now. They got the baggy jeans. Mm-hmm. The girls wearing baggy clothes now too.
I feel like children nowadays like dressed like cholos, but like ironically,
yeah.
And it's like they don't have the same effect as if you used to dress like a cholo back in the day, then you'd get your ass beat. You can stay and get your ass beat. You can stay and get your ass beat.
Or you can stay and get your ass beat.
But now? Yeah.
But now it's just ironic. Like you're like, you're dressed like
dork.
Yeah. You're like, and if you're dressed like preppy, like back in the day, like the preppy foods used to like give you wedgies and shit like that. Hell put you in, put your face in the toilet.
I mean, not me, but
what's
yeah.
that called? A swirly?
Swirly.
Yeah. Purple nurples and shit like that. But purple, like,
I'm sure you've had this conversation on the pod before, mm-hmm. but have you guys experienced bullies in any history in your school?
I had a bully.
You had a bully?
His name
what was her name?
Tyrone.
What was her name?
Yo, now you're just, hey, I call AI.
yeah, Tyrone. Let That's me guess. So he generic. Was black. Yo, why does my audio sound like that? Anybody else hear it? Like
I told
that?
You it's kind of loud.
I think.
I don't think it's loud. I just think it sounds like kind of echoey in a way.
No, it sounds like you.
Anyways.
somebody went low.
Technical difficulties. That's a little better.
All right, I don't know.
That's you?
I don't know.
No, that's not you. Oh, wait, that is you.
Yeah, I'm about to say.
Nah, you had it right the first time.
How you doing now?
Turn this bitch ass down.
Let's go. Talk in the mic.
What's going on today, y'all?
There you go. You got it. You back.
Do every one of y'all want the fade?
I want it.
Now you gave the fade to your beard, though. Hey,
man, leave my beard be, bro.
You fought your facial hair and you lost?
Does this look cute?
I get...
Yo, Mike said, I'm gonna rock the goat real quick. I'm gonna rock the goatee.
Holy shit, Mike.
I'm gonna rock the goatee.
It's not working.
No. Make me sweat.
Like he's trying to do a joke and you just trying to overdo it with the bite another finger.
Yeah, he said you trash. He said you can't tag my joke. Yo, don't tag my shit.
Yo, don't tag my shit.
I'm trying to help you out. Yo,
no, I'm shitting on the two. Yeah, I'm on your team. Yeah, don't tag my shit.
All right, my bad. Hey, yo, I'm gonna fall back. I fall back.
Yo.
So you had a bully named Tyrone.
Yeah, his name was Tyrone. I think my mom had him killed.
Fuck.
So like,
please continue your story.
All right, so
statute.
This
of limitations?
Was like early,
statues of limitations.
Yeah, you know, this was early sixth grade, and so there was this older black kid who would come up to me. He's like, I was chubbier, so and I'm like new to the school. He will come in, blah blah blah, like. Hey, yo, what's up, man? Let's box. I'm like, all right. I think he had problems. Like, now looking back on it.
He was like an alcoholic?
No, like his problem at home. Yeah, that's what I think. Like
that. Yeah.
But like, all right. So this went on for a few weeks. And then like one day, like I came, my mom saw me and I had bruises on my arm. And then she's like,
what happened, Gary?
The fuck happened, bro? And then
why you want to talk to you like that? Yeah.
Nah, and I told her like, yo,
Johnny drama all of a sudden.
Hey, bro, what happened to you, bro?
There's this kid who you know he wants to box all the time, and I can't outbox him.
And I oblige.
yeah, exactly. So then, like, I don't know. After that, after I told my mom, I don't know. Like, I never saw this kid ever again.
Your mom might be La Marina, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think, like, she put MS on, she put a hit on Tyrone.
On a child. Yeah. Like, it wasn't even some random dude. It was a child.
Nah, he was pretty big for, like, eighth grade, seventh grader. Like, he was like, you know, like those actors who are 30 and are in middle school in movies? That was him. He was fucking swole.
Every teenager in a 90s movie.
Yeah, that's what
I'm
saying.
All those people were 30 years old playing a teen.
Yeah.
I like how your mom went in the office. Like, he doesn't even go here.
Yeah.
I like how your mom called up the kid. She's like, I have a certain set of skills.
Yeah.
How about you, Freako?
Y'all went to the same school.
Have I been bullied? Or did I get bullied?
You experience bullying?
Not really a bully, but like I guess like, you know, kids who play too much, I guess you could say. Like, there was always those kids that would play too much. I'm like, all right, that's not funny anymore. When I was always been not the tallest guy, so I'll get made fun of because of that maybe every once in a while.
Really? I never thought you were short till...
Till recently.
Yeah.
Till after high school.
Till after I outgrew you.
Yeah. Basically. But I never thought you were, I still don't think you're that
Gary
short.
Gary in high school, like, you still got a couple more years. I ain't going to hit on my nigga.
I got faith on my dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. I still don't think you're that short. And
nah, I might still have a growth spurt.
Like, 5'7", 5'6"?
I mean, it depends on the day.
You might got a pituitary problem. That's all.
I feel
hell yeah.
Well, 4'9" is considered like a little person.
I got a statue limitation. That's what that is.
We could say dwarf, right?
You got a stature.
Especially if I say
you got a stature limitation. Nice.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike. Every once in a while,
I can't reach.
Fuck you.
Make me sweat.
Hey, Rich.
Make me harder.
No.
That's all bite for the rest of the pod. Little bite.
Hey, so you outside?
Yeah, I'm outside.
I thought it was a myth, honestly.
What, bullies?
Yeah, because whenever I see movies. Like, I'm like, I've never experienced, even in Fairfax.
Says the bully. Mike was the bully.
Possibly. Yeah. I was like, it's just, I don't
Who you pick on, Mike? What girls?
Yo. I was a bully, but it wasn't for boys. It was for girls'
hair.
You're that dude. You're that dude that you had a crush on the girl, so you beat her ass.
That's hilarious.
Hell yeah. Beat the shit out of her. Funny. I liked her so much.
Yeah.
But no.
Fucked her up.
No, but it just every time I would see some shit, it was weird to me. I had to ask the question because all my friends were...
That pussy never, weird.
So weird. That's why I drink pickle juice now. Yo, insider. Nobody's going to know unless Mike flashes the bottle on screen.
Hey, Mike, show a whole bunch of times.
Show your pickle juice.
My pickle juice. My
oh, shit. Yo, is it me or does that shit just look more green?
Yeah, that shit reminds me. I think I got a pee bottle in my car at the moment.
Why do you have a
pee
bottle?
Too?
You never been stuck in traffic?
Bitch, you live like 10 minutes away from school.
Oh, I say when I peed.
But he can't go pee at the school.
You don't know weird. When I peed. I might have peed on the way home from here. There was one time that I on the way home from the pod, that there was traffic and I was stuck like for an hour on the freeway at like 1 a.m. So it might have been then. I think I did have to pee then.
Well, actually, you know what you do? Because every time when we used to drive, when I used to drive you, you'd be like, I should have peed at before I left. I'm like, bro, like, why?
Beer goes right through me, one. And then two, when the time that we leave, it's normally like when they shut down like half of the freeway.
Yeah.
Like when they cut off like 85 lanes and you only got one and everybody got to squeeze through. So sometimes I'd be having to pee.
You know what? The last time I peed outside. I'm outside. It was at the parking.
Peeing.
I'm outside peeing. It was in the parking lot. At the convention center.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, I had to pee so bad. I almost pulled over. I had Al in the car with me. We're going to the Kings game. I pull into the convention center. I'm not fucking walking into the staple or crypto now. And so I just go into a cut. And
you think this is funny. They go to the arena. They go, crypto.
Crypto.
I would. Yeah, okay, probably. Bad joke. Never mind. Edit that out.
Y'all, I was trying to tag you.
Don't take my shit.
That joke was like 2 summers ago. You ain't outside.
God damn, more and more signs that I'm not outside.
It's okay, man. You know, summer's coming. It's a new summer.
I can get outside
now?
Outside,
yeah.
Can you be...
Take my place. I'm going to stay inside.
Can you be youthful again once you like reach a certain age? Or do you just have to accept that you're just the older dude now?
No, you can go outside. You know, take a step outside.
You got options.
What, you mean anybody can go outside?
Yeah, go outside.
Can you walk, bitch?
Make me sweat.
I'm married and I'm outside.
Yeah.
I'm outside with my wife.
But you corny outside.
I'm outside, but I got a curfew.
How?
I'm just saying, you got dad jokes. You corny outside.
Of course. I'm
yeah.
No, actually, don't be fooled. Like, I feel like,
I'm fooled.
You guys see...
You don't know how I be out in these streets, bro.
You guys see me as the corniest dude ever, but, like, when I'm in public, I don't know. I get handshakes.
I get litty outside.
No, I'm not saying that, but I'm like, I can hold my own outside. Like,
I'm 100% sure that when the couple is... going home, they're like, that one guy was silly.
Yeah.
It's never.
What a fucking dork he was.
I shook that guy's head because he's a man's man.
I just told you, dude offered me a Jaeger bomb inside.
He did, actually.
Yo, I'll be getting my hand shook.
I'll be getting my hand shook.
I'll be out here.
I don't even get. I'm that dad. That's not a dad. Yeah. But I'm that old ass dude that they shake my hand. They don't even dap me up. They just shake my hand.
I'll be out here kissing babies and shaking hands and shaking babies,
autistic. Smelling them like biting and shit.
Be out here biting babies.
People, every time Gary walk in, they'd be like at Jameson, like, oh, they call that autistic pimp coming inside again.
Hi, sir. Autistic pimp? Is that what you said?
No, autistic man, but autistic pimp is much better.
Autistic pimp, which just like knows how many hoes he has to have per night to make a certain amount of money.
It's funny because it could make sense because you do be walking in with a group.
Yeah, yeah. And a limp.
He's like Ben Affleck and the accountant. I gotta finish.
Autistic pimp. A
limp. Autistic pimp with a limp.
Autistic pimp.
Yeah. Pimptistic.
Oh, yeah. God.
Like, I'm just a little socially,
hey, don't take my shit.
I'm a little socially awkward pimping.
Hey, don't hit my dog with the headphones.
Yo, don't give me no eye contact, bitch.
Woke his ass up with a pair of headphones.
That was the worst tag ever, bro.
Well, pimptistic?
Yeah, don't tag his shit.
Go ahead.
Why he could tag my shit though?
My shit, you call him.
My shit be tag worthy.
Remember that story I was telling about when I was peeing outside? I wasn't done.
Nah, that's what I thought you were gonna go back. My bad. Go ahead, fantastic.
I wish it was.
All right, so look, I go in the cut and I start pissing right in the parking lot, and I look to the right. I see the biggest shit in the world, bro.
Somebody like, beat you to it.
Someone had taken a shit, but it was like a dead shit. Like, it's been there for life, like, for ages.
You checked its pulse?
And I looked, that's what it is. Yeah. This shit ain't even steaming no more.
It's been dead for 20 years.
Exactly. And that's me looking to the right. Mm. I look to the left, there's another shit. So I'm pissing where fucking bums go and shit. This is a shit graveyard.
In the transient Bermuda Triangle.
In the convention.
Hey, man, fuck bums. I'll say it.
It's an enclosed area, though. Yeah, fuck bums. But it's an enclosed area. Okay, so I don't even think these were bums shitting there. I think people need to take a shit while they're going to their car, and they shit there.
It's the 500 building of...
That's the spot. Yeah. The reason why I said fuck bums is because I found by my car, like a week ago...
A fucking bum.
Well, yeah, he took my shit. No, but I found a human turd on the floor. By my shit. And I was like, bums just come back here, take dumps by my car?
All puns.
And steal stuff out of my trunk? Which they did.
So ended up being bums that did it?
I mean, it had to be. Who else is going to steal my shit?
True.
They took a...
You saw him down the street. You saw him walking with your shit? Like, hold up.
Nah, Baby Jax had a stroller in there. That shit was super expensive, too. That shit was gone.
Wait, they stole his stroller?
Yep.
So
the next day, I'm driving home, right, with Kay, picking up from school. And then I see a bum pushing a cart, but then also pushing a stroller. I was like, is that my shit? I pulled up next to that bum so quick. It wasn't mine, but I was about to run him off the road. I was about to commit murder. Mm-hmm. I was going to kill the bum for stealing my shit. Can you kill bums? Like, I wish,
but you can't.
But you could probably get away with it.
I mean...
Who's checking for him?
Wishful thinking.
Yeah, you could.
Hypothetically.
You can't kill a bum.
Allegedly.
You know why? I don't know. I'd be having these thoughts sometimes. But like, you can't get away with murder now. There's so many cameras everywhere. Yeah.
Nah.
You can't.
I mean, I'm sure kill a bum. Somebody can, but.
Like, they see you killing a bum and they're like, well,
one less bum. I'll be honest with you. I drive around a lot and a lot of.
And I'll be murdering people. And I'll be killing people.
Every time I go on the on ramp, say just walking. Oh, well, you're on the on ramp. Boom, 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 boom. Keep going.
Boom, 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 boom.
Boom, boom, boom.
Like three bums. Dead. Not because, like, I drive around and.
Yo, Mike really lives his life like it's crazy, like, taxi. No. Just running people over.
I'm sure. Unhoused.
Yo, I'm not going to give it trouble for this, but it was funny today. I was driving and there was a skateboarder and I had a passenger. And
you look back, what if I killed this skateboarder?
10 points.
Passed him up, right? And I guess he had his headphones on.
You brake checked
him? He panicked. Uh-huh. And he, like, his at the tail end of my car.
You got the wobbles?
He bumped into it. And then you hear, oh, And then I look and I see him. He's still standing. He's good.
Sorry.
The passenger goes like, I think he's good. Like, she didn't even turn around, like, because she didn't want to know if he really died or not.
And you can't cut a wobbles.
Because you could hear it. It sounded like wobble, a fucking wobble, random wobble, over. But he literally just had, like, he had,
He trying to go outside. Yeah, he trying to go outside. Let him outside. Yeah, yo, I got him.
My whole house is outside. I'm outside. My dog's outside. My girl right now currently is outside. Whole, yo, and don't when
you come back, his mic is still doing that.
I'm going to talk to him like Craig.
I don't know if it's... I don't know. Oh.
Hey, Gary.
I don't know if it's my headphones.
And come back. I told you it has a weird sound.
It's not, yeah.
It's his mic. It sounds like I'm coming through a radio.
Pretty much.
It sounds like I'm talking in a walkie-talkie.
You're a cop. You're basically a cop. But it was funny because, like,
we have a Salvadorian.
She kept mentioning, she kept thinking that we might have killed him because she didn't bother looking back.
Should we go back?
No, 100%. I'm like, no, we didn't. I kept having to explain to her what happened because she didn't bother looking back. She was like, whoa, what happened? I think he's okay.
He's dead. Let's go.
No, but honestly, there's a lot of dead bombs out there. I don't know if you guys, because I said, I'll be driving. And you know how they cover them with the white sheet?
Mm-hmm.
I've seen, like, on a daily basis.
Really? Like, you see dead bodies?
Yeah. And they're all bums, obviously.
He's sleeping. He's lying.
All right.
Dead bum bodies.
Yo, who am I talking to? You're not even outside.
Fuck. Yo, that's a narrative now? I don't be outside. I was outside today.
Yo, that's a nasty.
What you do?
That's a nasty narrative.
He's like, I came here.
I'm here, aren't I?
You know, like, we shit on each other, but to putting it out there that somebody isn't outside is a nasty narrative.
Yo, fucking incel. You ain't outside.
Incel, because you is.
All those people listening in the office that were asking about my porn, they were like, yo, he don't be outside?
No wonder I don't be seeing him.
Yeah.
They're like, oh my God, it's back. It's back. Season 4.
Season 4.
Flipping pigeons.
Yeah.
It's back.
It's back. We're What's back, up? Baby.
But what is that? The flipping pigeon shit.
It's
what
back in the new and the newest thing is the Rich ain't outside no more.
That I mean, you know, are you outside, Mike?
You reach a point where
I'm always outside.
I mean, you're always outside, but you're not outside out. You're outside, you'll be riding around
I'm
outside,
not
but
outside outside.
All right, what outside means is you're at bars, you're at clubs, you're part of the scene. You're going to shows.
But low-key, when passengers get in my car talk, I listen, so I'm kind of still keeping up with the Joneses because they're telling me I'm hearing all this shit that's popping in the
streets. I feel like you guys are hip to it because you're online.
Well, that too, but
you're not in the trenches like Gary. He be in the.
I'm not saying I'm in the trenches like before. I'd rather be inside than outside.
Really?
Yeah.
You find yourself turning into an introvert?
No, I'm not an introvert by any means. I don't. I mean, I'm not trying to show off or anything like that. But I like to go try drinks. I like to try new restaurants. I look forward to my weekends.
But you're not trying to wall out.
I'm not trying to wall out. Sometimes I wall out. Just age. Yeah, I mean, I'm not doing the same things I used to as a youngin.
In a mature manner.
Yeah, but the future Kendrick song dropped, I just wanted to go outside and listen to Future and Kendrick. I wanted to go outside and listen to some trap shit album. I didn't. I still haven't heard it, like, outside. Because what I've been doing is different shit.
You can go outside.
No, I'll be outside. I've been outside. That same day, all I wanted to do was go to the bar and listen to somebody play Future and Kendrick.
Nobody did it.
What I did was I went to the Topanga Social, which is the mall, and Alex's dad was there, and he was a guest drummer. And then the drummer from... See, this is what I'm talking about when I'm outside. The guest drummer... of Alice Cooper, he jumped on the drums too. And then, like, so I got to see Alice Cooper's drummer drum at the mall. They both drummed.
They had a drum off?
Yeah, they had a drum off, basically. And then this other dude from Vanessa Carlton's band, he was drumming. And at the mall, dog. And this is all... And then this is the day. You.
Tell that autistic pimp to sit down.
Yeah.
I could walk.
That's what I see every time you are outside. Is that you? That's what I like. You are involved. You're not just a regular like. I'm gonna sip a beer, chill, and listen. Yeah. Like you're involved.
I am. I try to be. I just try to show support. And like I'm like. You say shaking babies, fucking kissing hands.
Yeah. Not shake babies. Shake them.
With a limp.
Yeah, with a limp. With a limp. It's like yo, I'm nocturnal. you know where I be? In the club. Come find me. You ever heard The Way I Am?
Yeah, I know.
Fucking nocturnal.
I'm glad I got that right, dude. I pulled that one out of my ass.
The funny thing is, I can see like the wheels. Yeah. You're trying so hard to remember. Yeah.
Woo wee. Oh, go ahead. Turn that bitch up.
How's it go?
We outside.
As loud as it goes. My bad. Hold on.
We outside.
Currently outside but inside. Feel me?
We outside but inside. You with your boys, you listening to this shit. Woo! You good, man.
We outside but inside. Who cares? That's hard. And that's what I wanted to hear.
Well, do they play that? Well,
I'm sure they play this. This is the number one song in America.
True. I just wonder because, like, you know, that type of shit, you could, it would be heard back in the day, but I don't know if now in the club they play shit like that.
Fuck all that. How do you feel about the disses, though? Whose side you on? Pick a side and stay there.
I'm on Kendrick's side.
Team Drake, baby.
Your team Drake, okay. The only reason why I say I'm Kendrick's side, I'm rooting for Kendrick because I feel like I like Drake. Mm. But at the same time, I want to hear the bars. I know Kendrick can give me more intricacies and little Easter eggs and shit like that. Like that make me think, and that's what I like to do. Drake is gonna give me Drake's diss was awesome to me. I loved it.
I like the fun.
Yeah.
I like the jokey joke. I like the trollness of it. Yeah. That's what I find fun. That's why.
Give me 50.
Drake's having fun.
That's why I'm Team Drake, because I can tell he's having fun with it.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
You know, even though it is 20 on one, he's still.
Yeah, but he's like.
Fun. Yeah, but the 20. 40. The 20 that are on. Kendrick is like the closest to Drake. I know they say it's a big three, but Drake is. My mom doesn't know who Kendrick is. My mom doesn't know who J. Cole is. My mom knows. Who Drake is?
It's Drake, Kendrick Cole.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Like
if we're being 100%,
100%,
Drake, Kendrick, and Cole.
Drake, Kendrick, Cole, Future.
Weird.
I'm giving Future.
That's yours.
No, I'm saying Future is still there. Future is Future. A lot of people know who
Actually,
Future
you
is.
You know what? I'm switching up. Drake, Cole, Kendrick.
And that's just Cole.
Just based on consistency.
Yeah, I feel you. But see, like then Cole did the apology. Cole,
what a pussy move that was.
And see, like that's what I was.
I get it.
I don't get it. No, nah, because
was it because he was gonna be featured on the next week's album?
Nah, well maybe, but I don't know. I feel like if I dissed you, and we're gonna work on an album forever. You know what I'm saying? Like we're homies, and then I diss you because you kind of like threw a shot at me. You know, a little bit, so people are expecting me to stem bars. The way that Cole sent the bars, like, they were friendly bars. They were, like, playful. He didn't really hit them. Yeah, it was slap boxing. It wasn't that hard. So then when he apologized, I'm like, you're apologizing for this. Your shit wasn't even that tough. Good bars, good lyrics. But he's still probably the better rapper of the three. But at the same time,
you don't apologize, man.
You don't apologize. I didn't like that shit, but
at least not fucking you know what? Okay. 48 hours.
But save your mental health, right? I say you save That's your mental thing. Health.
Look, I get what Ricardo's saying, don't apologize, but I completely understand the whole mental health aspect. Like, bro's been on some Bob Marley shit for a long time. So I wasn't surprised that he came out and said, yo, it's been heavy on my heart, blah, 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 because he's been on that shit.
Mm-hmm.
But I do understand hip-hop. That we grew up in.
Hip-hop.
That we grew up in where, like, you don't apologize.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Not that quick.
And not for some mediocre bars.
I mean, maybe like Nas and Jay apologize 10 years later.
Yeah.
But not fucking 2 days later.
And it was light work. It was light work and it was a warning.
Yeah.
You guys didn't even get deep into the beef.
That's like if I play tripped you and you stumbled a little bit and then I apologize for it. I'm not saying sorry.
Well, I probably did say sorry right after I tripped you.
No, I did on purpose.
No, I actually tripped you, remember? We spoke about this.
I leg sweep you like twice. I don't apologize.
Who the fuck asked you?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you.
Mike, you broke my ankle last time.
Why you bring the bone?
You have footage.
Yeah.
He doesn't have footage. Nah. You have footage.
Actually, I got a bone to pick with you. This is completely off topic. Off the rails. Mike, so I sent Mike this footage of me like playing with him out in my yard.
Yo, don't.
And we're playing together out in my yard, right? I'm doing my thing for Mike. This is only for Mike. Mm-hmm. And then I send him the video. And then, like, he's, like, showing, like, I they're your friends, too, now, so I don't care. But he's showing all my friends, like, yo, look at this motherfucker over here acting all stupid as shit. Fucking coked out of his mind. I didn't even do coke that day.
Bro.
Why can't I be friends with my
friends? Bro, you are so... You are an autistic pimp for real, bro.
Yeah, you're pimp-tistic.
Pimp-tistic.
You're pimp-tistic.
Aw,
it wasn't even like that.
Yeah.
And don't be a rich.
Hey, let's get it, bro.
Don't be a rich. Don't. What did he say? Oh, stop talking to my friends.
Hey, let's get it, bro.
Yeah. Well, don't be trying to make my friends your friends, bro. They're my friends.
Yeah, I miss Trey.
I don't be mixing inner circles, but so he was trying to show who like Rob and.
No, Rob wasn't here.
I literally showed people that
I
were
think
there.
You, I think you showed Ness and, Randy, was, maybe?
No.
I don't even think you showed Randy. I think it was just Ness. And I, of course, I'm blowing this up. Oh, yeah. And Janet. Not Janet. Oh, my goodness.
And Janet.
Jason. I saw Jason, too. Jason.
Janet, son. Oh, that Jason. Yeah, yeah.
Shout out to Jason.
Shout out to Jason for the Cody Rose dolls.
Yeah, man.
And coming through. You know, I feel bad for his son. What you told me about his son? He was choking.
That shit was hilarious.
I thought he was saying, I was sorry about his son. You told me he was autistic.
He texted me. He
but
was
not
like,
a pimp.
By the way, my son.
I had no hoes. He's autistic, but with no hoes.
Hey, play your drop. That was just the best drop I ever heard. Sorry, go ahead, Mike.
No,
while he cues it up.
So you know where the table is.
Hey, yo, don't tag my
shit. He hasn't even. Look at it.
Hey, yo, don't table my shit.
Don't tag my shit.
Don't tag my shit. Mike, keep talking.
No, he was sitting at the table, and while we were all watching, gathered around the TV, apparently he was choking on. What did I say?
Well, you said water. No, but, no. Pizza or chips. Funyuns. Funyuns.
And he just didn't bother asking for help, and he stood there almost dying while we all just watched WrestleMania while this kid almost died under our supervision. And he had to let it, like.
Can't find it.
What the fuck was all that about?
Can't find it.
Oh, Gary might find it. Gary, what if like Gary came through with a soundboard because you just started like failing?
Alex just asked me, "Where's the rat?" And I said, "He outside."
Damn.
My whole family outside.
How Esco outside before you freak out? That's
he outside.
Through that paper, your mom's a hoe.
Hey, I wasn't even going to bring this shit up, but...
You say I have no bitches, but where are yours? Where are they? I don't see them!
Yeah, huh?
Exactly, exactly. Like, this is how outside I am. Remember how I told you I had hemorrhoids?
You did not, but continue.
All right. So, this is where I'm dealing with my hemorrhoids, right? I don't want the doctor was like, don't get a colonoscopy.
Yo, even my hemorrhoids outside.
Yeah, even my hemorrhoids, they be outside.
What's funny is that there are internal hemorrhoids.
I know, that's a joke. So
that's why I'm laughing.
Don't mansplain my shit.
Don't tag my shit, bro.
Yo, the fans got it.
So I went to see this anal doctor, right?
Why do your story keep changing, bro?
What do you mean?
For 50 years, I went to go see this anal.
No, doctor. I just went to go see him.
Okay, continue.
Yeah. No, so like we just got acquainted.
How acquainted?
Changing again.
Acquainted.
More details. What's the next detail?
So he says, all right, look, I don't know why you have hemorrhoids like this as a young man. But what we're going to do is we're going to give you shots in these hemorrhoids. Mm. Steroid shots so they go away.
So they get buffer.
Or we're going to have to do a colonoscopy. And I'm like, all right, cool. Let's do it.
Put it in my ass, doc. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, let's get it, bro.
Give me a Uncle J.
And so what I've had one round of this. Of these, him grabbing my hemorrhoid and giving me a fucking shot in my hemorrhoid.
That's wild, bro.
I didn't know you could do that. And that's why I was like, I can't wait to pod with these motherfuckers so I can tell them about this shit.
That's wild, bro.
That you're telling us about.
No, that this is happening because I had hemorrhoid at age 21 and all they gave me was a suppository.
Yeah, no, I had I've had hemorrhoids and all they gave me is some cream. And yeah, well, I don't know if it was because I was lifting too much heavy weights. Because
you're a healthy ear. You got the leafy greens. You're not red meat.
Not really.
You got a squatty potty and shit?
Yeah, that was so weird.
But I'd be...
But is what we're talking about.
It could have been like the soap that I've started using.
Soap I got.
So type of soap I got. Yeah, you know, just the type of soap I've been dropping. And then motherfuckers just be climbing.
The type of soap I drop.
I'd be going outside, you know what I'm saying? They'd be coming inside when my soap is on the floor. But anyways.
Drop the name, man. Let the people know what soap not to get. Myers.
What? No, nah.
Dr. Squatch.
Dr. Squatch is what I use. And so.
Give me Dr. Squatch.
Imagine like the. Dr. Squats. Yeah. But what I'm saying is.
Were you about to tag his joke again?
That was the tag.
It was literally an echo.
I thought you were thinking, to be honest.
Right, he was.
Let's be honest. But he grabbed the hemorrhoid and gave it a shot, dog. And that's what.
Grabbed the hemorrhoid, kissed it.
And I just.
Did it hurt?
No.
That's what's weird.
It felt good. It felt good.
Did it like deflate?
I think so.
So the next part of the story.
It's been getting better.
You've been getting pegged.
Let me see your ass.
No. The next part of the story is I got to go 7 more times for this shit.
What?
Excited.
Yo, that's a horny ass doctor.
No, that's a horny ass patient. You saw how he said it? I got to go 7 more times.
Hey, yo.
I gotta go 7
I've never heard of doing anything, and you gotta follow up 7 times immediately.
I'm outside.
Yo, you're so outside.
He's like, hey, Doc, how often can I come?
I never want to be that outside ever in my life.
No, when he told me that I had to get 8 rounds of this shit, I was like, God damn, I gotta come over here and fucking pay for parking
how
8 times.
How strong are your hemorrhoids, bro?
That fucking... Outside of my asshole.
You said pay for parking. That's hilarious.
Is it just one?
That's what I care about.
No, that's some old people shit. I gotta pay for parking.
You know what I be caring about the wrong thing all the time.
Yeah.
Is it just like one really strong hemorrhoid or it's like an army of them?
It's probably like 2 or 3.
Does
I don't
it
know.
Bother you?
I don't know.
Before you went to the doctor, was it impeding?
No, see, I don't have pain. I don't have any issues.
You just knew you had
I just know that, you know, when I wipe, you know, it was a little blood there. So I was like,
okay.
I was like, yo, what the fuck is going on?
As long as it's bright red, you good.
It is bright red. It's not. Yeah. If it's black, then fucking. Yeah. I got you. I'll show you my toilet paper.
Well,
chime in.
Thankfully, one of us.
Hey, yo, tag my shit. Hey, yo.
Tagging you in?
Yeah, thankfully, one of us is going to the doctor at least.
Doug, I'm outside.
Yo, I got doctors.
And I want to keep being outside. I'm trying to get healthy and be here as long as possible.
Like
I've been
that dude who's like drinking his son's blood to stay young.
That's crazy.
I don't have a son.
That's all that dude.
But I know what you're talking about. Yeah. I think...
I didn't say you were literally drinking.
I wasn't suggesting it.
I'd just be drinking my cum.
What? You're like, yo, what's more of a natural source than that? The blood's going to be in one of these motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Might as well suck myself off.
Yeah.
I can't reach. Honestly, I used to think I could reach, like, when I was thinner.
Are you trying to catch M&M's? You still...
Yeah. I know. I used to think I could reach...
For a long time, bro.
Even when I was at my most flexible.
When was the last time you tried?
I don't think. yesterday. I was doing yoga.
That was one of the longest running jokes when we first
Alex, hold my legs.
Yeah. After I'm like, school, no, yeah. I'm like, because I threw my legs over my head and I'm just like, nah, this would never happen. That's a thought that came into my head.
I know.
Yeah.
When I first started talking to you after high school again, that was one of the longest running jokes, is that you wanted to suck your own dick. Or attempted.
So you want to, you...
Attempted? I never attempted it. You but I thought that I could.
Everybody attempted it.
No, I thought that I could. And I'm just like looking at my shit and I'm just like,
what's up, man?
I can't. The fuck? Can't. I've been fat.
Tag my shit?
Tag my shit, will you?
Tag my shit?
Will you tag my shit? Don't tag Gary's because you're going to get blown.
Might get a little blood.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm out of town talking with my rounds.
Okay. Old man pod. Uh-huh. So, would you just be going to the doctor for everything now?
If I have a problem, insurance, bro. I go to the doctor. I go every 6 months for a checkup.
Good.
And then I go to the dentist every three months.
You do 6 months?
Every 3 months for the dentist.
I'm not talking about the dentist. I'm talking about the doctor.
I thought it was every six months for the doctor.
Every 6 months. No.
I thought it was every year.
Really?
Annual.
Whoa.
Year. He's an every year. Annual physical.
No, because they be wanting the money, so they schedule you for annual physical, but then you go back.
Yo, my doctor want me to live.
My doctor would ask me quarterly to go. I
mean, yeah, but it depends because...
They ain't no lie.
I told you I had higher blood pressure. It was borderline
high. Surprising to me. All these things happening.
Old man pod.
Yeah, but so that's why he told me, "Yo, come back in a little bit. We're gonna see how you do. But you lose a little bit of weight and you do better. That's it."
Well, like the white ball and chain said, you do some cardio, you'll be all right.
Yeah. Yo, balance.
I know my body too, and I know what I gotta do.
I'll be outside.
I know what I gotta do. I'm 36 years old, almost 37.
I'm this man.
Hey, so we talked about ankle socks. We talked about the beef. I have another thing to talk about.
Tell me.
And we talked about my hemorrhoids.
Yeah, thick ass hemorrhoids though.
I got something for you. What do you want to get into first? What jobs would you prefer, or De La Soul versus Tribe? Who do you like?
Let's end with De La Soul and Tribe so we can play some songs.
Yeah.
Type of job I got.
No. All right. So what jobs would you two prefer? All right. Mm-hmm. Worst blow job or best hand job?
Well, I mean, the best hand job you're going to finish.
Yeah, you're going to finish with the worst blowjob. Let's just say.
How bad is it?
Yeah, like, it's a man.
How bad is it? Yeah. Statement stands.
That shit took a turn, bro.
All right, she got halitosis.
Is he doing both?
Yeah.
Is he also doing the hand job?
No, all right, so.
Because if the lights are off.
Take worst and best out. It's a hand job. With you know what you like hand, like it's still a lady, but how you like to be fucking stroked.
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like she got your arm strength and maneuvers and shit like that.
She be hitting me with a reverse grip?
Yeah, all right. Okay. Yeah, two-hand stroke. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe he do be outside.
Yeah. And then the blow job is they got braces or something, I don't know. Fucking sharp teeth.
No suction.
I don't know.
She got what's that?
What's
that?
The worst? They just don't know what they're doing.
What's that jaw disease? That TMJ or something like that? TG. Wait, where like your jaw locks up and shit?
When they don't know what they're doing, it's just like a dick in the mouth. Big no suction.
To a pit bull.
Yeah. she's just like a fucking. She's just dang.
The dick is just going in her mouth, but she's not sucking it.
Uh huh.
That's bad.
Okay, yeah. All right, I see what you're saying. Yeah,
she's not even throating.
Yeah.
Yo, throating?
She's just like when you.
She's just barely going half. Unenthusiastic.
I get it.
Okay, if I'm getting that.
Uh-huh.
Versus
I'm taking the man job.
I'm taking
The man job.
I like how you had already taken the man out. Yeah. Let's go back to the man job. You know why? Because the lights were off. I got it. Yeah.
No, lights are on, but no one's home.
Where in my life?
Nobody's home.
Nope, not a single person. Nobody. I ain't outside.
Fuck it. Hand job.
Right?
Hand job.
Hand job. What about you?
Me?
Taking a really bad blowy?
No, I'm going to stand with y'all.
I take a bad blowy sometimes.
I mean,
we all.
I'm outside. It's because, like.
Yo, edit that out.
No, because, I mean.
Yo, mark that, clip it.
Because when you put all the details of the bad blowy, no, I'm out. Like.
Yeah, Mike, you ever had a bad blowy?
You just turn it around, fuck your face, and I've had a couple. Good.
I've had enthusiastic. I've had they were sucking, but it was still unenthusiastic. It was whack. And then I've had the one that I explained where it's like that their mouth is on it and they're going up and down, nutty, but it's just no sucking. It's just.
How much does that one cost?
Look, beloved.
Yeah, if you give a Yelp review, you get
10% off. Yo, catch me outside.
If you check in and Yelp.
How much was it? Put some respect on my name. Yeah, I don't be outside like that, bro.
You never pay for it?
I've never paid for it. Have you guys ever paid for it?
No. But I.
That was a quick ass answer.
I remember that one show.
I didn't pay.
I remember that one show about like the porn stars and how porn got started with James Franco, and he played
James Franco started porn.
Yeah, you ever seen that show on HBO? How porn got started?
Or real sex?
Oh no, yeah. James Franco played a character.
But yeah, he played twins.
Yeah, it was Cherry. I think was the name of the show. I could be wrong.
No, Cherry.
Maybe I could be
wrong. It was not Cherry. Continue. Weird ass show name.
You're a weird ass show.
Yeah, name. It was banana.
So but it's about James Franco inventing porn.
The show is really good. Method Man's in that show. A lot of great actors. Yeah. And like they invented porn. But anyways,
The Deuce.
The Deuce.
Oh, The Deuce. Mm-hmm. Ray Romano's in that show.
Yes. Yes. Oh, yeah. And
got canceled.
And I no. James oh. Franco. Oh yeah. Yeah. He did. Now he's living like Europe or something like that now.
Where all the pedos and cancel people live. All
right, that's going to lead us to the next question.
Lives in Europe?
Europe.
Europe.
Where are you from? I'm from Europe.
Europe. So.
OJ did it.
I remember like the girls that started porn before they did porn, they were hookers. And I remember like one of those porn stars, she just started $30 for a blowjob. That's how much she would charge. And that's just crazy. That just, I don't know why that popped into my head and correlated with this.
Didn't they come up to you? No.
Excuse me? Bitch, edit that out. Yo, the fuck?
Hey, yo.
It's not incriminating.
Hey, yo, let's get it, bro.
We've all been approached by prostitutes.
You edit this out?
Well, fuck it.
Yo, bleep
it. I've been approached.
Yo, no, ask me.
There you go.
Mike, clean ask me
up.
The question.
Clean that up,
but,
Mike.
But Gary, bleep the whole thing out. But Mike, ask me the question.
Remember on
but bleep it
when you used to come over to the crib.
I ain't bleeping shit.
And on near Western and King, you said one of them came up to the car and it was like 44.
Oh, they came up to my car all the time on fucking Western and Melrose.
Yeah. No, I'm talking about where I used to live.
There too.
Yeah, because they've moved up to where you used to live.
Yeah.
But you said that they had offered or they were giving you prices and they had said 40 for a blowjob, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so the prices ain't that different. Now it's really? Different, I'm sure.
40 for a blowjob? That seems cheap. I mean, when it's in the hood. I'd pay that.
But you're probably getting like
work.
A condom blowy, which is trash.
Yeah, that's all it was.
I've never had one of those.
Don't condom blowy me.
No, don't. I'm not paying 40 for a condom blowy.
Nah, I'm
that's crazy.
I'm paying 40 for syphilis.
Yeah.
Gary don't want to pay for parking. I'm not paying 40 for
it. Yeah, I pay 40 for parking. Now you got to pay 40 for parking or 30 at the conventions. Anywhere you go, even the outside parking lots, they're $30 by state, by crypto.
Yeah, parking
people's drivers.
Crypto.
Ricardo was looking at the prices for the forum parking for shows.
Oh, and he astronomical. Said
they went up to 90. Yeah. They went up to 90. They
90?
Went as low as 60.
Yeah, so like you can prepay for your parking $60. Mm-hmm. The fuck?
Mm-hmm.
Luckily,
I'm just gonna park at Mike's house.
My dad be outside. Yeah. You know
what I'm saying? Yeah. All right, next job.
Okay.
Hand job.
Cleaning boat bottoms or a prison fluff and fold? Like, the you know, you keep cleaning the tabernacles off the boat bottom.
Tabernacles. the barnacles.
The barnacles, motherfucker. Tabernacle. What the fuck is a tabernacle?
It's a church. It's a church under there?
Church tabernacle.
A church is a tabernacle?
It's not. It's something that's said, but continue.
Oh.
I'll look
it up. Okay, thank you. So you're cleaning you're scraping off the barnacles off a boat, or you're in prison fluff and fold. But, you know, like.
I'm going to do barnacles because who knows what kind of shit you're fluffing and folding in prison?
Yeah.
Like just cum sheets and fucking shitty.
You were right.
Gross. Yeah.
It's a church.
It's a church.
Tabernacle is a church.
Plus, probably gonna get raped and shit.
I do the boat. I'm not gonna be in church. I mean, I'm not gonna be in jail.
Yeah, because then you be in prison and shit.
Yeah. Even if you're not like part of the. Because even the fucking COs are part of the.
I don't think you'll be seasick. You're like at shore cleaning the boat.
Yeah.
You're like the boat is parked. You just gotta be underwater. Yeah, I mean, they.
Hell yeah, I'm in.
Never mind.
What's up? Yeah. What's up? Yo, don't tag my shit.
Oh my God, that's funny.
I mean,
you're not. It's just him in a scuba suit now.
Yo, stop tagging my shit.
Obviously, the prison job is worse because you're in prison and you're folding clothes.
But then your job is made worse because now you got to wear a scuba suit.
Nah.
Don't fit you.
But like,
come on, say what you want to say, Gary.
I'm getting there.
Scuba Steve, damn you. Come on, hit me with
I was getting there, like, so, like, some, you know, it's hard in prison. It's
harder to zip up that scuba suit. Nah.
I'm laughing because first I was laughing at him in a scuba suit, but then I started laughing harder at me in a scuba suit.
Oh.
It just looks funny as fuck, bro.
But see, like, that's why I brought that up, because I didn't know how you guys would react to water.
I mean, I can't swim
under a boat.
What about black girl's hair? What the fuck are you talking
like,
about?
At least, like in prison.
You edit that out?
Yeah, man. Yo, I literally like. I was like, no, not the finish.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear it repeated.
Nah, he's good.
I hear it back.
Trust me, he's
the fans
good.
Are gonna get it.
Yeah, we get it.
No, they won't.
Bleep that.
So yeah, I didn't know how you guys would do in water. At least
my voice over my voice.
AI me.
At least in a prison, you'd be in charge of the fluff and fold. They you know, break you off some money. Like, hell, let me go stab this fool in the fucking back right now. At least
be part of that.
Then eventually they're gonna ask you to smuggle.
You're already in prison. You can't. You have no morals. You gotta survive.
I'm not going in there.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
I'm not just coming in to fluff and fold the shit.
Yes, that's what he's trying to say. There. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. The fuck he got it. Why would you go work at the prison to just fluff and fold? You're in jail.
Clean sheets.
You're a criminal.
That's true because criminal. Just real quick, because they don't have custodians.
My words
no, like it's the fuck. They are the custodians and shit like that.
The only thing they have from the outside are COs and the warden.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, and the doctors and the nurses.
Uh-huh.
Anyway.
All right, next one.
But if I'm gonna go to jail, I want to go like to old timey jail with like actual bars, so I can have like a monkey.
I'm cleaning a boat. I'm good. I'm cleaning a boat.
Yeah. Attica. And I want like a
Pirates of the Caribbean
striped jumpsuit.
Here, boy.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. They gotta have a big ass key ring that they twirl in their fingers as they walk by myself, teasing me, oiling, lotioning.
Now it's gonna be an old timey jail just for him.
Speaking of lotioning, all right, the next job.
Yeah. Anybody else for you?
Sandwich maker.
Fuck, I'm horror right now.
Or Jared.
Wait, what job is that?
Yeah, what kind of shit is this?
Like, so you're Jared. You lost the weight.
Oh, I thought I made millions off of doing ads.
Exactly. You're a millionaire. I don't think Jared's in prison, right?
Yeah.
I didn't watch that doc.
He's pretty sure.
He's in prison.
He's in jail. All
right,
he's getting fluffed and folded.
Yeah, 100%.
So you want to make sandwiches, but you can't skim off the top. That's the only thing.
I'm not watching kid porn.
All right.
Yeah, I don't want a kid off the top.
Hey, yo.
Yo, that was good.
It was great.
Don't edit that out.
That would, all right, here's that the next one. Let's skip that one.
Matter of fact,
one.
Put that joke in the other in the place of the other joke.
That was a little obvious.
Yo, dub me.
Yo, tag my own shit?
Yeah. Yo, can I tag myself?
All right, Zamboni driver or...
You call me?
Zamboni.
What's that, like the rice?
Chumbawamba.
No, like
oh,
the...
No, that's
the dudes that clean the ice.
I thought you were talking about New Orleans rice.
Yeah. What's that called?
Zatarans.
Zatarans. New Orleans. New Orleans.
Okay, Zamboni.
Zamboni driver or field liner? You know, like, you want to line the field of the NFL.
Oh, Zamboni all day.
Zamboni on the ice.
It's slow as fuck. But it's got to be relaxing, right?
Yeah, you can put your headphones on.
I don't think they're headphones. I think they're just earmuffs because it's so cold.
Put the AirPods and then put the earmuffs.
I guess now with technology, yeah. Because
like you don't got to worry about like falling through the ice, right?
Yeah, but you're so important out there. Like you're so important. The dudes that are making the field outside, that's an important job.
I'll do it if it's like a dome,
Cowboys,
a dome stadium. Where it's like they,
Cowboys don't have a dome stadium.
I don't gotta be outside, I can still be inside.
Cowboys don't have a dome stadium.
I think he understood that you wanted to slander him.
Cowboys don't have a dome
stadium. Slam. But Zamboni's probably relaxing. It looks fun.
It does.
And remember when Mr. Deeds? Mr. Deeds?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He hired the dude with the Zamboni.
Remember Deadpool?
Yeah,
he killed him. Yeah.
Killed a dude with a Zamboni, yeah.
And we did the Drake or Kendrick. You said Drake. I said Kendrick. I didn't know what you said. You said Cole.
I said I was just saying Cole as a rapper, but I'm saying the beef, I go Drake. It's just too many people against him.
But you said Ross.
Post-Drake?
Ross is doing a lot, though, right?
Ross is just, it's weird. He's milking it all. Like, I get it.
Hey, yo.
Is Ross too old to be acting like that?
No. He's outside.
Look, Ross is outside, but he's not.
So he can suck up the youth?
Yeah.
Like did?
Yeah.
Hey, yo. Like Jared?
Hey, yikes. Yo.
Ross is just trying to
double out. Yikes.
How old is Ross?
50.
50, yeah. 50.
Almost 50?
50.
50.
AKA Ferrari.
Hey, 50.
That's ironic okay, that he beef with someone with 50.
Who's doing a better job at trolling? 50
it's
or Ross.
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 No, 50 or no, Ross.
50, I think, you know how like you pick up from your previous battles? Remember that battle when 50 was trolling Ross always with the wig and shit like that? Ross learned that shit from 50.
Yeah.
Ross has adapted.
He's tagging 50.
Has adapted that and brought it into this beef. And now is just fucking just doing funny shit online against Drake.
I like how 50 is not only shitting on Diddy, but he's also shitting on his baby moms.
Mm-hmm. Always, yeah.
Which is funny as shit. Which is another thing we didn't touch on. No Diddy.
Mm-hmm.
The Diddy shit.
Yeah.
How do you
where do you stand on Diddy? Who's
nowhere what job, near him.
What job would you rather have? Fucking Diddy's fluffer or
Diddy's producer? Because the producer is the one who's right?
A problem.
Yeah.
The producer, what was his name? Rico some shit. It wasn't me.
Yeah.
Something like that. Or no, it's Rod. Lil Rod.
Lil Rod.
Lil Rod.
Lil Rod. Yeah, because
which is a crazy name.
Lil Rod.
Accusations against him.
He said that that's the dude that he claimed that, you know, him and Meek, right, got it on or whatever.
Yeah, and he said that he kept getting propositioned to go to a bathroom, I think with Diddy or something like that. And then
can't stop, won't stop Diddy.
Yeah.
And then in order to entice him, Diddy played him the video of Stevie J. That's his name? Yeah. Fucking some other dude. He's like, look, even he fucks guys. Come on.
Yeah, the hitman. Right? That's what they were called, yeah, right?
So,
which is also a crazy fucking name for creepy. You to have.
It's so creepy.
Yo, if you think about everybody in Diddy Circle, they all got some crazy names, man. But yeah, did you ever hear the audio, supposedly?
I heard it. I wish I didn't.
You did that? I did.
Shit, nigga!
Fuck my shit, nigga!
Get up, Rock!
That wasn't the one I was talking about, but okay.
Rock, get up!
Rock, get up!
You heard that?
Yeah.
Meek, when Meek is telling the Rock to get up, you heard that one?
I fought back. That's my bad.
I think talking about what Meek was getting fucked by.
Yeah,
Diddy.
I know.
Okay. I want to make sure.
I know. Hey, we're here.
Right there? That's up. It is stuck. Okay.
Yeah.
You ain't outside.
I just didn't. I didn't want to tag you shit. So what? That's 03. Fuck me.
So what? Fuck me. No Diddy. But do we think Diddy's guilty? Because Diddy did do some weird shit when he
look man
when everything when the shit hit the fan.
I'm gonna fall back and wait till things hit the light.
No, it's happening. Yeah, Diddy did it, but he has a lot of
Diddy did it. With
the thing is
the Cassie shit. Go ahead, yeah, that opened up the floodgates, and then it kind of snowballed from there.
A sick man like him has it's not security. What's the word I'm looking for?
Authority.
When you protect yourself, he has something in place to protect himself.
Or like a contingency plan.
He has many contingency plans.
Many, man.
For the many things he's done in his lifetime. He's not an idiot. He knew that the domino
effect
is going to happen. Like he's not an idiot.
But I mean, if you think about it, like everything that has been said about Diddy. Since the beginning of Diddy
time.
Yeah,
bro.
About
you him, idiot.
Him ordering the assassination of Tupac.
Or Biggie now, too.
And possibly being involved in Biggie. And then fucking potentially bombing Kid Cudi's car.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just all these different things that just, like, make him... the Shine shit.
Yeah.
Shine even came out recently with his fake-ass accent. First of all, Shine, bitch...
I didn't even hear it, but
Shine,
I already know what you're going
Shine
where
was,
you're going
was
with.
Sitting having an interview like, give me back my son. It is not that thick. So he's talking like he's from Belize. But him even saying that he was a fall guy, admitting that he was a fall guy and it wasn't him that actually did it. And then the chick that got shot in the face said it wasn't Shine. It was Diddy. So it's like all these different stories like,
or when Quick said, and someone got shot and they blamed it on me. What the hell?
That too.
You know, he's talking about Biggie getting shot outside.
Yeah. All these different, like, stories where it's like, nah, it wasn't me. It was Diddy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, at some point, you got to kind of sit back and go, all right, maybe this guy is a little fucked up.
No, I always knew, but I always figured that he had some contingency.
We need J-Lo to come out and testify.
No, nobody's... If you participated in Diddy's Babylon, you're not going to say anything because then you're fucking, what do you call it?
Excommunicado.
No. What do you say when you've seen something that somebody did, a crime?
Yeah,
a snitch. You're complicit.
No, you're, complicit. You're, no, is it
what, complicit? What did Soprano said his wife?
It's a,
accessory.
Accessory.
You're an accessory.
Yeah.
None of these people are going to say anything because the same way Epstein Island. That fucking list never came out, and people are still on that list that weren't revealed because it's just they're an accessory after the fact, but they're powerful.
Ghislaine ain't dead. I thought she was gonna get murked.
Well, Ghislaine had to fall because a lot of people were gonna come out and be, or a lot of information was gonna come out, so somebody had to fall. Just like when Diddy, they stopped Diddy on that plane. He told Lil White Boy like, "You gotta go." Cause they ain't taking me. You're my contingency. You gotta go. I told you this before. Once you started with me, that this is gonna happen, and you're gonna take the bullet from me.
And Homeboy used to be a basketball player, like Syracuse or some shit like that.
That's what happened.
Play with Melo.
We just act ignorant because we don't know the facts, but we know.
Yeah. We know the white boy, fall guy.
I don't know the facts.
Ah, come on, man.
Nah, man. I'm not falling for that.
Diddy did it.
I get it.
OJ did it. R.I.P. OJ or not?
R.I.P. OJ.
Y'all saw that OJ information that I sent you? That was hilarious.
Maybe.
Because they said that he would take injections or medication for his arthritis, and that he had stopped taking it, and that's why his hands got swollen and didn't fit into the glove.
Or the other theory that it was his crazy ass son.
Yeah, that was a thing.
That shit
too.
Was wild to me. I was like, yo.
But either way, he took it to the grave.
Yeah.
Kind of. I mean, he wrote that book, If I Did It, which kind of.
Yeah,
yo,
but
that was hilarious.
He went to prison for what? Like stealing
his own shit.
Yeah, stealing his own shit.
Yo, he tagged his own shit and went to jail. Yo, don't tag my shit.
Don't tag your shit.
Don't ever tag your own shit. But OJ took it to the grave. How do we feel about that?
I mean,
you know, also, I kind of like the theory of the son.
Also, he came out like 2 months ago saying, like, I'm not in hospice. I'm healthy as a horse. And then
I miss him on It Is What It Is.
That was hilarious.
He was on It Is What It Is?
Yeah. He was on there weekly with Cam and Mace. Like,
OJ?
Yeah. Actually, remote. Yeah. But they were talking about, they were like clowning him because he loved the Bills and the 49ers and shit like that. So they would always like clown each other. He would, that's where I, like I know that he was drinking blueberry juice to stay healthy. I don't, you know.
Well, now I know to self. Well, it is. Do not drink blueberry juice.
No, that blueberry juice is really good for you.
It killed OJ.
When it comes to cancer, should have
been drinking orange juice.
He had cancer.
When both my mom and my grandma were dealing with all the people in the medical field were like, it's what you eat. Mm-hmm. Like, even when you're sick.
That's not reassuring.
No. Yes, it's what you eat that got you there, but it's also what you eat that can help you along the way.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But he was also, what, almost 70?
72. What kind of cancer did he have? Anybody know?
I don't know.
Forget it. I don't know if they reported it. They just said cancer.
They just said complications with cancer. And could be, a wife that was born in fucking July or some shit. they got him back.
This old two-faced bitch. Damn. Gemini, my bad.
Damn, Alex was born in July.
That's the only reason, like, July 30th, right?
10th.
10th. I don't know why I always think it's the end of the month.
July 14th. My daddy's coming home on July 14th.
Anyways, took that shit to the grave. He got away with murder, I guess. Shout out to you. That guy.
You took it to the grave? I mean, I never really thought he did it.
We can all admit that he did it, right? Like,
I mean,
either he did it or he helped cover it up.
I was of the mind that he did it, but then when I think it was him that showed me that his son could possibly have done it. I kind of like that idea.
Where did I hear that there was during the same time Nicole's handyman was this dude that got convicted of being a serial killer.
Fuck. It's a whole game of Clue.
Yeah. Like her handyman that would come to the house weekly got convicted of killing 4 other white women. And they never investigated that. The media never like touched on that. And
yeah, no, I still think because of the chase and everything that happened and just the hijinks after. Yeah. I feel like
hijinks, like it was just fun.
Yeah,
no, it really was.
Low key, he kind of made it fun.
And hijinks.
Do you remember that? I don't know if you guys remember seeing that that viral video of.
I've seen them all.
Of old.
Try me.
All in video.
The old interview of that white woman that said, and then after OJ, behind the scenes, he said he had something for me, and I went up to his room, and OJ was like doing a joke with the knife stabbing and shit.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, like OJ either OJ did it or his son. OJ did it.
Shout out to Sid.
Yeah.
Who? He can't dance.
But you gotta think about it, bro. If you get away with
murder, not funny.
You're gonna have fun.
Yeah.
The way he got away with all that shit, the media and all the acclaim, like. Yeah, he's gonna have a fucking good.
Yeah, but they never made
the perception of the world is different, bro. You walk out, you're like, I could just kill people and be like acquitted because I just think
you were just talking about killing bums.
Well, that's because I do.
Yo, but and what the fuck is Caitlyn's problem?
Oh, I know, yo. Hey, yo.
I hate her.
Yo, the funniest tweet I saw in
I think I know what you're about to say.
Yeah, did you see like one of my homies commented under Caitlyn at whatever after what she said and. That was it. Shut up, you bitch ass.
Oh, no, I didn't see that.
No reason.
She put good riddance.
I just saw that shit. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Good riddance. Hashtag OJ Simpson.
Yeah.
She said the same thing to your dick.
I text Mike and Trey. I was like, that must be what he called his dick. Because he cut his dick off.
No, I got it.
Not yet, though.
Yeah.
I think he has a dick. From what I hear, he's actually with the chick.
Yeah, like that was a big thing. Yeah, like he was.
I honestly thought when Caitlyn came out, I know this isn't something we need to be talking about, but
that's cool.
That like it was just for the show, like it was just some bullshit.
Yeah,
but he stayed a she.
Yeah,
and now she's a she, woman of the year, 2022 or some shit.
I just think it was just it's
Do you really live 60 years of your life and then be like, you know what? I think I'm a bitch.
I mean, you can do whatever the fuck you want.
You right. We outside.
If you got money like that.
I think that, you know, I mean, if you got money like that, you want to cut your shit off and give yourself like
You're not your true self?
Do I?
Yeah.
Nah. Well, yes. When I'm mean. I hate being mean.
Oh, God.
Yeah, when you're taking out of your element, that's not you.
Taking out of my element. See, we're Team Kendrick.
But I think that, like, I've been having this, I've been thinking lately, and it's okay to moderate in different avenues, different elements. Like,
pull up on a
if you gotta be mad, be mad, bro.
Fuck that. I'd be mad just in traffic, usually.
You gotta let it out.
Nah, you ever be so mad that, like, the person that you're yelling at, it's not warranted the anger that you're.
Yeah, but do they see you?
You old bitch. Yeah.
Like they've affect, like, whoa, like today I called.
You can't transfer energy.
I called this van that, like, was slow. I called in front of me. I was like, you fat bitch. And the person in front of, the person driving that van could not have been fat at all. It was just because it's a van and the van is a little bigger.
They didn't see you.
So you insulted the van?
Yeah.
Well, that's fine. Go ahead.
You fat bitch talking to the van.
Yeah, no, it's good.
No, but there's one time.
Yo, 25 gallons to fill up, fat ass bitch.
So I felt so shitty this day. I even texted Al. I said, I felt so shitty. I looked up at the time, I was like, you can make a fucking left here from 3 to 7 or some shit like that. And then she wasn't making the left. Like, you could, or no, she was trying to make the left. And I'm like, it's past 3. You can't make the left. I'm honking. So she goes straight. She doesn't make the left.
Damn.
And then I look at the time, it's 2:56. I felt so shitty.
5 minutes fast, bitch.
I felt so shitty. I'm like, oh shit. Man. She felt so fucking hurried and rushed because I'm honking behind her, and she had 4 minutes to make that left.
I just have no need for. I have no need for road rage. I understand it, but I have no need for it.
I need to be more like you than Zen.
It's not necessarily Zen because you can be behind the van and say you fat fuck, but not. Pull up and roll down the window.
Oh, no, I
you
don't
fat
do that.
No, that's...
I never do anything that's what like I'm saying. That.
You could do shit like that. That's fine, because you got to let it out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the other night, I was going, like, 30 into 35, and this Armenian dude was, like, riding my ass and thought I was doing it on purpose. I was just... I've been driving all day. Anyway, he goes around me, and I know when they do that, they want to brake check you.
Oh, yeah.
So I slowed down. He did, like, a weird-ass brake check. It was pussy. We get to the light. He goes to the right lane, but there was a car in front of me, so I couldn't pull up next to him. He rolls down the window. My windows are up. I'm in a fishbowl. And he starts yelling his language at me and shit. And I'm like, who's this helping? like, what do you...
Be easy, what?
Yeah, like, get it all out, bro. Because I'm just looking at him.
Chill out, Vlad.
Yeah, I'm not doing this. I'm not doing anything. I'm just looking at him, bro. I'm like, you mean nothing to me, bro. Dude, let it all out. And he's just, like, looking at me, expecting me to do something.
I'm
like,
in a fishbowl.
Yeah. No, because I said that because he could see me looking at him. And I'm like... I thought you were just making fun of my car. I'm like, leave my car alone, man.
Man's playing my joke again. Yo, they got it.
They listening. No, but bro, I was just like,
my eye itch, bitch.
There's people that literally go out of their way and do crazy shit. I'm like, no, that's
yeah. That's why Al doesn't like me to, like, honk or fucking talk shit to people.
She's like, you to take it.
What?
Like, if someone's not turning when they should be.
She's the fucking fighter of the two.
So then why didn't she let you do it?
Because she's like, motherfuckers are crazy. They're going to shoot
it's
you
true.
Or some shit.
But
like
can I
that.
Shoot her?
No, she doesn't really do road rage like that. She was just...
Well, that's
she'll,
actually, that's
she'll, like, she'll, come, she'll call me and be like, this motherfucker
yeah,
over
yo,
here.
That's fine. Relax. That happened to me maybe like a month ago.
Yeah,
I think
he
to
told me, yeah.
I was on the freeway, and then it was raining. It was a day that it was raining. And then I guess I stopped when I shouldn't have stopped, or I swerved a little bit. This guy thought I was going to hit him. And then nothing happened, no harm, no foul. And then homeboy pulls up next to me on the freeway and just stares at me. And I'm like, "What? Tough guy, okay."
What's the necessity? Like, what are you gonna get out of it? I hate it.
I don't know, but I hit the brakes and he just zoomed off. I'm like, ah, sucker.
Like, I understand it. Because I would never.
And he died. That's the end of that story. He died after that.
And he died, and bro. He
died. Yeah, now, no. Like, I don't road rage, but I do. I'm a yell at myself, yeah, wishing I was yelling at you type, yeah, of dude on the, yeah, road. Yeah.
And I do courtesy honks.
Like, oh, you fucking idiot.
I don't lay it on the horn. I do courtesy. Like, if okay, it's 3:07. You're not supposed to make a left here. If you're there for a long time, you after, beep, beep. I honestly, I'm not gonna lie to you, I wait for the car behind me to start honking. Because on it, for me, it's not that serious. But when I get like a crowd of people behind me honking, I'm like, well, I might as well join in.
Nah, the join in honk though.
No, the join in honk is the best. Because then you're like, I'm not really an asshole, I'm just trying to get somewhere like everybody else.
Y'all want
to
get one of them foghorn
leghorns?
Bro.
Yeah, you want to get one of them foghorn leghorns?
Yeah, I used to work
with a
chicken.
Dude. I'm going to get the
I used to work with a dude that had a regular ass Jeep, but he said that he has like a lot of road rage. So, mm-hmm, in order to like just satisfy himself, he put like a mega horn into his car. So when he's on the highway, that shit sounds like a huge fucking vehicle, mm-hmm, that's behind. He's like, you want to hear it? I'm like, yeah, sure. He pulls up in the parking lot, and I'm in the office, and then you hear, bro.
Like the mask when it squeezes the bike.
Bro, it was loud. It was loud as, and he had a small ass Jeep, bro. I'm like, bro, how petty are you on the road? He's like, nah, fuck them. He's like, they have to learn somehow. I'm like,
damn. No. Yeah, but what if you just got to courtesy honk somebody? You're going to scare the shit out,
yeah,
of me.
Yeah, bro, because I courtesy honk on like a green arrow. Hey, beep, beep, wake up. Mm. We all have our,
yeah,
we daydream.
Honk. Yeah.
But I'm going to do a joining honk if it's like a 3-7 left turn.
I be on the phone. Don't courtesy honk me, bitch.
You just said the term just to satisfy you. And it just reminded me of Diddy.
How horny I am.
Diddy and R. Kelly's song.
Satisfy you.
That's probably the nastiest song now with all this shit. Yeah, it's R. Kelly and Diddy. Well, off of No Way Out.
I'm always confusing that with I'm fucking you tonight.
Nah, yeah. I mean that's R. Kelly as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And another one.
Yeah.
And another one.
I always confuse the same melody for that song.
You ready for De La Soul versus Tribe?
Yeah, I already got
like that. Because like I was thinking about this because what was I listening to?
Don't speak.
They were talking about this podcast was talking about that they review one, it's called One Song, and they review songs and they go deep into it. It's like very nerdy. It's beautiful podcast. But they were talking about Buddy. The song "Buddy" by De La Soul, and then that's what made this thought come in my head. Like, who do you guys prefer, De La Soul or Tribe? Like, because they're kind of both early backpacker, you know, conscious rapper. Like, no pun intended.
Say what?
Leaders of the new school.
Say what?
Yeah.
It's hard for me only because I'm not really well-versed when it comes to De La Soul.
De La came first, right, Rich?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've heard some songs from De La Soul, but I'm entrenched
on Me, Myself, and I is probably like their biggest song.
Yeah, I like it.
Dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. Don't ever disrespect.
I feel like I did the exact fucking melody of that.
I'm proud of you, Gary.
Thank you.
He tagged you, but he tagged you with the real song.
No, that's fine. Tag me. It's great.
Go ahead.
No. The reason why you probably aren't, they weren't on DSPs for a long time because of all the things they sampled. And, you know, back, like, supposedly... The owner of the record label would never pay.
Tommy Boy.
It was it Tommy Boy?
Tommy Boy Records. Yo, Mike, don't worry. I'm going to learn you.
But yeah, he never paid for the samples. Were you here when I played this video? This video is the best video. It looks so expensive. It's a parody of The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, yeah, you played it.
I played it. I think Al was like, yo, what the fuck is this? What are you playing?
Because we were all talking and playing in the background.
What are you playing? I'm like, you don't know the... Oh, motherfucker.
Look,
I'm born in 1995.
I think longevity and cultural-wise...
Yeah.
Tribe.
Woo!
Like, these are hits... Well, not this one.
Well, this one...
Fat.
Yeah.
I think that when you think about Tribe, they're more entrenched in the culture.
Yeah,
like a lot of people. You're
comparing De La Soul with. I mean, a lot of people do respect Fife Dawg, but a lot of people know Q-Tip more than Fife. You know, like R.I.P. Fife, but
they still know Tribe. Like when they did their Something anniversary album or whatever. Uh-huh. Like it was, it was on SNL. Oh. It was everywhere.
And they did the documentary. I forget what it's called.
And I think only because
you know what it's called. You remember what it's called? It was directed by Michael Rapaport.
Yeah. I remember that documentary. But only because of Questlove. I'm sorry.
Huh? Is he a wigger?
Only because of Questlove.
Yeah.
Does De La Soul kind of get their recognition on the Tonight Show?
Uh huh.
I could be wrong. I'm not talking out of my ass because I'm not well versed in De La Soul, but like,
and for that reason, I'm on the same boat with you. I'm more of a Tribe guy.
Yeah. I'm going Tribe also. Sorry guys.
Yeah, it's just because maybe they were more appealing to me. They were more commercial, I'd say.
Yeah, they were appealing to the masses. It stuck.
Mm-hmm. A little terror word.
Mm-hmm. All the white people that want to be black, Tribe.
Tribe, yeah.
Barely hear about De La Soul.
Would you guys put anybody else on par with
Tribe?
Because this is a good comparison, right? De La Soul and Tribe.
No, it's
good.
They were in the same family. Like they literally were on the album cover, right?
Yeah.
Key reason why I would pick Tribe. Because they got Dilla producing, like their last three albums or whatever. This is one of a Dilla beat.
Ooh. That last album, that shit was hard.
Love Movement.
Yeah.
Oh, the latest.
But they sampled an Elton John song, and I fucking just.
That was what we got it from here.
Yeah.
Tribe was a movement, bro. People were on Tribe's kind of coattails, even though they were all part of the same school. Tribe was ahead of all of them.
Mm-hmm.
I felt. When I look at documentaries or anything.
Do I love you?
Not to say that De La Soul, not to say any of those other artists that were involved in their class weren't good. It's just that Tribe transcended, bro.
Well, would you say like there's leaders of the new school, there's Farside.
Farside, because I'm kind of well-versed with them, uh-huh. I would say they're ahead of De La Soul. And they're
Farside is more tribey also. Had Dilla production.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Running was produced by Dilla.
Yeah, man. Farside had some hits, too.
What's the dudes that sing 93 to Infinity? That's
Souls of Mischief.
Souls of Mischief.
Yeah, Souls of Mischief. They'd be up there, too, with those guys.
Yeah.
Not up there.
No, I get what you're saying. But you know what I'm saying? Trying to think.
Same
school.
Same class.
I'm trying to think of who transcended through time as much as Tribe did, and it's very difficult for me to Ricardo's more well versed in hip hop than I am.
Even had a theme song. That's not what I was trying to play.
What's that fucking Royal Family?
Wayne's Bros.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. They transcended through time.
That's a pop culture reference.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very. Look, you're not wrong to bring this topic up because De La Soul and Tribe were influential during that time.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're speaking of who transcended, who wins the battle,
mm-hmm.
Tribe
wins.
For me.
And then
I think for all three of us.
Yeah.
And then I'm with y'all. Tribe, you get
Kendrick.
Well, Tribe did influence a lot of backpack rappers. And who's the...
Or actually, J. Cole would be more Tribe. Sure.
Who's that group that I'm calling? Maybe I'm self.
Oh, that's Slum Village.
Spillage Village. All these people. Yeah.
Fantastic.
J. Dilla.
What's the common denominator here, guys?
Even what's Dilla. His name? The little brother.
Yeah,
little man, brother. Like, ooh, yeah.
It's all transcended from all not transcended. But it's all from the
relax.
Don't talk.
Yeah. R.P. Dilla.
Yeah, man. Yeah. It's
yeah.
Lupus.
Well, they're from Detroit. Well, Dilla's from Detroit. They're from New York. Like, it's not close.
Yo, my
I was thinking, like, I was like, yeah, but it's
on a map. It's like that far away.
When you like look at it on a map, like I put it out for you, fool.
And then you got Slum Village is like Chicago.
It's like Detroit. Right there.
And Slum Village is Detroit too. I thought no, Little Brother's Detroit.
No, Little Brother's North Carolina.
North Carolina.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Hey man, you got it.
You got Trick Daddy.
You got it, brother. Peep this.
Oh, you know what?
What you peeping, Mike?
Damn, that's crazy.
What you peeping?
Damn,
on?
Son.
Where'd you find that?
I've been.
Check it out now.
That's the new peep. This intro.
Yeah. Breathe, stretch, shake.
Yo, get the instrumental of this. That's a good peep. This instrumental.
Yeah, why not?
Mike, what you peeping on?
Dog, I'm on rewatch mode right now. I can't find a...
You're always on rewatch mode.
Yeah, well, I've... Like, oh...
You watch new shit and then fast forward through it, so...
No, not...
Yeah, that's weird as fuck.
No, I fast forward through old shit.
No, you fast forward through Space Jam, Odyssey, whatever the fucking LeBron James...
What are you talking about?
You told me you space... Well, you fast forward through Space Jam just to watch the fucking Looney Tunes.
You wouldn't fast forward through
Space Jam?
If I would have known what the movie was, yes, I would have done the same shit.
Thank you. There's some movies that need to be fast forward.
Lakers in five. Fuck.
Well,
you.
As far as I've been, I've been watching. I've been going to the movies. I saw the first Omen was actually pretty fucking good.
The first Omen.
Omen.
Oh, okay.
It was actually pretty fucking good.
A scary
good,
movie. I'm good.
It was really well done.
Boosie.
The one with Sydney Sweeney.
Call me
whatever.
What you want.
Yeah.
You don't like scary movies, Gary?
No,
I
never have. Wow. Never have, cuz.
Never was good.
I'm a man without it.
Yeah. Exactly. I got hemorrhoids.
Yo, and they big as shit. They on steroids. Yeah. My hemorrhoids on steroids.
Yeah.
You still haven't watched Hereditary, huh?
I have. I watched Hereditary. Okay. Yeah.
All scary.
It was good.
Under the covers.
Yeah, it was good. I fell asleep because I used to work nights.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, no, because I've been going to the movies a lot more, and I've really... All my peep this are like in the movie.
Go ahead.
So I saw the first Omen. I saw the Sydney, what is it? The Sydney Sweeney movie.
Tits.
Scary tits.
Scary tits.
Nah, Malevolent, whatever the fuck it's called. It wasn't good.
Wait, she's
so
in.
Maleficent?
There's two nun movies out right now. It's the first Omen, and then there's the one that she's in.
Oh. Wait, wasn't she in like Spider Girl or some shit?
Oh, yeah, that movie. I didn't watch it, but
yeah,
she was in that.
Spider Bitch?
Madam Web.
Yeah, there's like four Web. They're all
Civil War was good. I like Civil War.
You know what movie I want to watch? Did you watch the movie with Jeffrey Wright, where he's a writer with
so great.
Dude,
I enjoyed that movie so much.
I want to watch that movie so bad.
Yeah, no, it was great.
I love watching movies and shows about writers, alcoholic writers and shit like that.
Yeah.
Like Californication. That's my bag.
People love that show. I still never got around to it. What'd you say?
She was 18.
Nah, she was underage.
What she was like? Yeah,
I think that was like the controversy.
Possibly.
No, in the show.
You could do shit like that back in the day.
Yeah, in the show.
In the show, she was like a teen.
Well, I mean, he fucked the alien too.
Scully?
Yeah. You got the Scully from Scully. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all spoiled X-Files for me? I didn't know she was alien. That's crazy. She was?
Yikes. I don't know. I never watched X-Files.
It was too scary for her.
you did. She was, though?
I saw one.
I want to talk about it.
I saw one episode of.
that's crazy, dog.
I saw one episode of X-Files, and it was like when I don't know, some dude was like taking a shit, and then one of the like aliens just crawled under, because he was supposed to be like a homeless.
Out of his ass.
No, he crawled. He was in the stall, in the bathroom stall, in the public stall. Yeah. And then, like, he crawled under and, like, fucking ate him or something like that. He, like, so he had no legs.
Is every season, every episode about aliens? Is X-Files solely about aliens?
I think so. Yeah. I don't. I've only watched one episode.
For the most part.
And I don't think I only watched that piece of that episode. And I was like, I'm turning this shit off because I take shits.
I'm about to say.
I take public shit sometimes. And I don't want somebody crawling under my shit. I'm sorry I saw that.
You ever seen like those videos where like a snake comes through your drainage?
I've seen it. And yeah, I don't. That's why like when I'm in a rural area fucking taking a shit, it's like that's what I think about. Like, yo, what if a snake comes out?
You got that defense, though.
I got that defense.
You got them hemorrhoids. Hemorrhoids blocking your entrance.
That feel good.
Mm.
So that's what you want.
Got to go for them rounds.
So you saw Matt, you saw Madam Web? That's what it was?
No.
You got peeped this?
Hell yeah. I've been watching House of Ninjas. Y'all seen that shit? It's on Netflix.
What's that, fucking Shogun?
No, I want to watch Shogun. That's on my list also. I like martial arts things. There's another Netflix show that's like Wu-Tang. An adaptation of anime. It's called like Huhu Kasho or something like that. Mm. Or Ha-Hu, I don't know. But House of Ninjas is dope.
Woo-ha, got you all in check.
All in check. What else am I watching? You guys watch that jail doc on Netflix? It's called, not Locked Up. Cause that's the other.
Won't let me out.
It's called Unlocked, and oh shit, I almost started something on Netflix. It's called Unlocked.
Your algorithm's fucked.
It's a jail show where this warden decided to take his like maximum security prison, and basically open the doors for all the prisoners and let them. Like govern themselves, basically.
Oh shit! And that's an actual doc. It's a doc. Like it happened.
Yeah,
it makes sense.
And then see if the inmates can like build the community amongst themselves and follow the rules without having to be watched. There's no guards. There's nobody in there. They just basically govern them. The doors on their cells stay open. They can come in and out as they please, and they just govern themselves.
And people die and shit like that.
I mean,
I'm sure. Drugs.
What's it called? Unlocked.
It's called Unlocked.
I gotta watch that.
Yeah, it's on Netflix.
You got to think about
eight
it.
Eight episodes, pretty good.
You got X amount of prisoners and X amount of COs.
Yeah.
You gonna do that shit.
Yeah, so I watched that. That's pretty good. That's a new one on Netflix. And then, let's see, as far as some other peeps, Future and Metro Boomin, fire shit.
Both of them, both albums.
Blue Lips, Schoolboy Q, fire shit.
Yeah, that's
here's something nobody knows about. It's a group called Revival Season. They got an album called Golden Age of Self Snitching. Fire.
Let me write that.
Here's
down.
Another one nobody knows about.
Let me write that down.
It's a group called The Destruction of the Cults of the Sun. They got an album called Silk Sheets. Check that shit out. That's fire. Here's another group called The Jack Moves. They got an album called Somebody's Watching You. Actually, that's a single. Their album is called something else. But that's a good song. What else? Buddy's album, Don't Forget to Breathe, is dope.
That was cool. Yeah.
And
you know what was mid card? Sir's album.
I love Sir's album.
Ooh, hit him with the
yeah. I love that shit.
It was alright.
I liked it.
Oh, there's another dude. His name is Reggie Becton. He's got an album called Sad Boy Volume 2. That's pretty good. Check out Sad Boy Volume 1. That's R&B shit. Feel me? Yeah.
All right. My peep this, Brian Simpson live at the Mothership. I don't know if you guys have seen that yet.
I have.
That it's like Dave Chappelle level fucking think comedy. Yeah. Like that shit is dope. That shit.
Fire title too.
Yeah.
Live from the Mothership.
That shit is hard.
That's dope.
That shit is, and I know I love Neil Brennan's Crazy Good. I think I told everybody like
one. It was a different vibe.
I was like, yo, he's got the stand up of the year, but I feel like Brian Simpson is up there with it. Like it is that good.
I had an issue with the rhythm of the end of Neil Brennan's stand up. I feel like he lost some steam somewhere along there, but it was good.
Mm.
But I watched the Brian Simpson one.
It's good. You know how I've been crying since WrestleMania 40.
Of course. course. I've been crying.
So everything I watch, I watched the episode 5 of X-Men 97, and I cried my eyes out. And I just watched Surviving Nova on Vice, and that's about like the Nova Festival that got attacked by Gaza. Like, it's a documentary. It's heavy. I should not have watched that shit on my lunch break. It's like, now I'm more informed.
Yeah,
but at the hurts. Same time, yeah. It's like, man, there's that some thing shit, is heavy.
There's some shit, it's like the writings are on the wall, yeah. And I don't open it up. Because I know, like, yeah. I'm sensitive, and I'm yeah. not. Until...
I wanted to know, though. And I wanted to be informed. Yeah. And I'm like, I can't...
But, like, yeah. You can read an article, but watching a full-blown thing and... Being immersed.
What's crazy is they interview the victims and they use the victims' cellular footage.
Yeah, no.
Cellulite.
Yeah. And so, like, it's crazy. It's crazy, dog. Like, yeah, I watched that shit, like,
I'm good.
On Vice. And our albums today, like, you know, like, speaking of Neil Brennan, like, his Blocks theme song. Mm-hmm. There's this dude called Alfie Templeman, and like it kind of gives that same vibe. Yeah, like
Carter that, loves that theme song.
I love that fucking theme song, and I love songs that are like that fun vibey shit, like bops like that. So Alfie Templeman, Mez, the Loading EP dropped today. That shit was cool. It's got a song with like St. John on there called The Bat Phone. Mm. That shit is hard.
Anybody listen to that Mozzie?
Yes. The Mozzie album is fire. However, it's a little depressing. Like, the content can be a little depressing because he's like just talking about like homies he's lost in every song. But the beats are dope and he's a good rapper and like. I enjoyed the project, but like can be a little like, okay, like, yo, you're losing a song. You're losing a homie in every song.
I got
still
you.
Got one brother left.
Yeah.
WrestleMania yeah. really fucked you up, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. And Inaya, wait, there's more. It's more R&B. Kind of like the not quite Tyla vibes. Like, you know how make the Tyla album, every song make was that bop. This one's got like different bops, but there's a song on there kind of the same.
Bryson Tiller's album was mid card.
Ooh, I love that album. Weird. That shit was hard.
Forgot about that. Add that to my list.
Yeah, Bryson Tiller's shit was hard. I'm sorry. You go ahead. Maybe
Tiller.
I mean, everything you know, it's subjective. I liked it. You can
this
say it's
all
hard.
First listen.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, I liked it. I don't know. I was telling Al, my favorite shit to do is go on a road trip. Mm. Drive, put my shit on shuffle.
Murder yeah. bums.
And yeah. you know what I'm saying? Pick up a fucking Swifter? Drifter. Swifter? Yeah, because you know these fucking bums are Taylor Swift fans too. So we bring them in the fucking car.
I was thinking
fucking,
like those things to clean, the mops, the Swiffer.
Yeah.
Pick a Swiffer.
I used to love the idea of like going.
Rape them, bury the skirts.
Fucking.
Nah, that's a Cameron lyric. Relax.
Nope. No, I will not. Between his,
you want some alternative shit?
I should have said grape him, and I was gonna.
Don't do that here.
No.
We do that here.
We don't
because wait.
Don't say unalive or
no.
I hate that shit.
Ew,
too.
I hate that.
Unalive,
unhoused. I hate that shit. But grape. No, that's fine because I was like, I know these motherfuckers are going to say that shit when I brought up that Jared Subway topic. And I was going to correct you guys with the G. And I didn't correct myself. So that's my take back.
Check out Eve's Tumor.
Dollar in a Jar.
Heaven to a Tortured Mind.
Mm-hmm. Eve?
Eve's Tumor. Album's called Heaven to a Tortured Mind.
Like Eve?
No. Yeah, like Eve, but not spelled. It's spelled Y-V-E-S. Eve's.
Oh. Oh.
It's like some alternative, like.
This is hard. Yeah, hell yeah. I'm gonna write that down.
Bring the hook in.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that.
Tight shit. So yeah, Eve's Tumor, if you want to check that out. But what you really should be checking out is them train tracks, baby. You know what time it is. When you hear the sound and you see the lights, get the fuck out of the way. 2 steps this time, 3 steps this time. We are off the rail. I am rich in this bitch. Party to my left.
Razzy in the building.
Right.
Big Mike all up on the mic.
And we out.